Yes, now what is your name, sir?
Larry Ellis.
Okay, let's see. Anyone have it? Mr. Ellis?
I have it, sir.
Okay, so the Honorable Mr. Harris will serve as the lead for your hearing, so just hold on, sir.
Sir, can you hear me clearly?
Yes, sir.
Very good. Can you state your full name and ABC number for the record?
Larry Alden Ellis, Jr., 83537.
Thank you, sir, and good morning.
Good morning.
You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding your community supervision. This hearing is regarding the one alleged violation listed under warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying of this hearing at least 5 days ago. I see that you signed that form on July 2nd, 2018. Is that correct, Mr. Ellis?
Yes, sir. I believe so. I have it here. Yeah,
I'm
the
second. Yes, sir. Thank you. That form listed your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you could hire at your expense a lawyer to represent you. See your attorney with you, or are you representing yourself today, sir?
Yes, sir.
I would like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing. If you can see on your teleconference screen, I'll begin with the opposite side of the bench. We have the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse. The center of the bench, we have our esteemed board chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright. My name is Louis Quinones. I'll be serving as the panel lead for your hearing. Also in the room is our community corrections officer, Mr. Westby, and he'll be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Before we get started, I need to swear you in. So Mr. Ellis and Mr. Westby, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or so you affirm? Mr. Ellis?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Ellis, this hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of community supervision, with phase two deciding if your supervision should be continued or revoked. When I read the allegation to you, you need to respond whether it is true or false. If you believe an allegation is false, the board will take further testimony from the Department of Corrections. And we can talk about it, but keep in mind the board members will make the final determination whether or not you violated your conditions. Do you understand what I just explained to you?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Ellis. I will begin phase one by reading from the warrant of arrest. According to the warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed or probably about to lapse in the criminal history of your company as follows. Allegation number one, violation of condition number 12A. As demonstrated by a failure to report to the Black Canyon Regional Parole Office within one working day after your release from ASPC Lewis on March 2nd, 2018, your whereabouts were known by you and absconded from supervision. Mr. Ellis, is this true or false?
That's true, sir.
Thank you. I'm going to make a motion to pass from phase one to phase two, Mr. Ellis. Based on Mr. Ellis' admission, I move to find him guilty as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and that he may have or have lapsed in the criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agree.
Seconded by Ms. Rittenhouse, agreed upon by Dr. Wright. Okay, Mr. Ellis, we're going to continue with the second phase of the hearing. And it is during this phase that the board will determine whether or not your supervision should be continued or revoked. But before we move on, please stand by as Mr. Westby, our community corrections officer, is going to give us additional background information about your case. If you'll just remain on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly for questions, and you'll be able to speak to the board in detail. Okay, sir?
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Ellis. Mr. Westby.
On March 2nd, 2018, Mr. Ellis was released from the Arizona Department of Corrections. He was arrested June 5th, 2018 by the United States Marshal's Office, noted charges. He was back in DOC custody on June 23rd, 2018, with an adjusted community supervision end date of January 7th, 2018, which reflects 95 abscond days. His current conviction, 2014, misconduct involving weapons, two counts, count one, 1.5 years, count two, 3 years. He has a prior conviction in 1991 DWI, license suspended or revoked, 1 year. 1997, aggravated driving, DWI, 7 months, 10 days. 1999, dangerous drug violation, 3.5 years. 1999, aggravated driving, DWI, 2.5 years. 1999, aggravated DUI, 2.5 years. This is his fourth term at DOC. CUIR score 3.1, mental health score 3, substance abuse score 3. There's no gang information noted. Prior term of supervision, 1991. Temporary release, completed 3 months. 2003, TIS release. Arrested on a tech violation, reinstated. Arrested on a final tech violation, moved to CSED in custody. His disciplinary violations are moderate with smuggling, counterfeiting, and theft noted. Other arrest, 1995, DUI, Arizona, misdemeanor conviction, probation. 1995, DUI, Arizona, misdemeanor conviction, probation. 1997, dangerous drug violation, California, pending charges. 2004, DUI, Arizona, fine. 2007, criminal damage, Arizona, felony conviction, probation. 2014, dangerous drug violation, California, pending charges. His community risk score is a G4B5.
Thank you, Mr. Westby. Back to you, Mr. Ellis. I'm going to make a quick review of your case supervision summary. In this case, it should be very quick because there's very little information this time based on the fact that you did abscond from supervision almost immediately. But we did not have any reference to an approved place of residence when we were in transition from prison. So where did you end up living, sir?
I went home, sir, to Kingman, and I did report into the Kingman office on the 5th, on 3/5/18, I reported to the Kingman office. I was released on a Friday, and I was under the assumption that I could go home, because I was unaware of my release, and I went home, that's what I did. And when I went to report it into Kingman, they instructed me to be back in Phoenix by 3 o'clock that afternoon. I had a warrant for my arrest there, and I didn't have transportation to get back to Phoenix.
Thank you, Mr. Ellis. Mr. Westby, is that consistent with what's in the court rooms?
Yeah, we're in the court rooms here. The condition 12A says that he has to report to, because he was approved to stay at the Black King Regional Board Office in Phoenix, which is in North Phoenix. I'm trying to see what his approved residence was that he had. Looks like he was released homeless. And all homeless releases have to report to either Phoenix or Tucson. You can't just arbitrarily go to any parole office in the state of Arizona. You have to go to a metro office. And then from there, you would have your intake and you would get your release plans. He went into a field office in Kingman, and so they directed him to report to the Black Canyon office, and he failed to report there. So that's what the phone notes are doing here.
Thank you, Mr. Westby. Back to you, Mr. Ellis. So am I correct in understanding that you made contact with the parole office in Kingman, found out that you needed to be in Phoenix? It sounds like you didn't make it to Phoenix, so it was when you couldn't make it to Phoenix, did you just abscond after that? Or what was your plan?
Well, sir, when I got home, I found a daughter that was using heroin and had given childbirth and lost her baby. I owned two homes in Kingman. I found one burned to the ground. A whole bunch of things. My father, everything I owned was stolen from me during my incarceration. I didn't even have clothes to wear, sir. My father's cremated remains were missing as well. Just a whole bunch of things, that I honestly was just depressed and just didn't want to, wasn't running. I wasn't absconding, running from this problem. So I was basically home until they came and got me.
Thank you.
Okay, I didn't do, I mean, I was breaking the law, I didn't do anything wrong. I honestly didn't report him because I knew that I was already told that there would be a warrant for my arrest. And like I said, I have a daughter that's using heroin, and I tried to get her to agree, and I didn't want her to become a statistic. And I was trying to help with that. And, you know, like I said, I was robbed for everything I owned. And so I was depressed, really, and that's the reason I didn't go in. So, however, I do have a friend in the Phoenix area. Now, that if I was, you know, afforded the chance to get out again, I could have a place to stay. And I also have a list of people that were supposed to call on my behalf or, you know, telephonically. And I had no way to contact these people at the gym. And the CO3 that's outside right now, he tried to email the board for me with the list of these phone numbers people are contacted on my behalf. And apparently he emailed them to himself. And so I don't know if I mean, there was no way I could let you guys know of these people to contact until appearing here this morning.
So just a quick question, because you mentioned it. You said that you have a daughter with some drug issues and that she lost the baby. Do you mean that she lost, the child passed away, or she lost the baby to CPS?
No, the CPS, yes, sir.
Okay. I just wanted to understand that part of the story. And I need to take some further information from our community corrections officer, Mr. Westby.
Yes, that's number one. I was reviewing in front of us here, that there was an entry here from a P.O. Jeff Smith, which was from the Black Canyon office at located 801 South 16th Street in Phoenix. And it says, this community corrections officer was contacted by Senior Officer Brian and Clark from the Canyon office. As P.O. Clark advised, the offender Ellis was reported for intake and was trying to resign back in Canyon. Offender Ellis was verbally directed to report to 801 South 16th Street as per conditions that were signed on 2/22/18. Offender Ellis is on a bus and heading to 801 South 16th Street to complete intake. She'll be here by 3 or 4 p.m.
Thank you, Mr. Westby. So, Mr. Ellis, if you heard that, there was an initial notation that you were to travel from Kingman to Phoenix by bus, and so what happened with that plan?
I didn't have transportation to get there, sir.
Okay. And you were arrested on your absconder status by the Marshal Service, so what was going on when you were arrested by one of these fugitive units? Were you just at home?
Yes, sir, I was at home. I was trying to get my house back in order. My house had been involved in some drive-by shootings by the people who were living there that were using drugs and so forth. I mean, my house is now, it's back in order now. I mean, I had to get rid of people that were there that were using drugs and, you know, like I said, I was robbed for everything I owned. And that's the condition I found my daughter in when I got home, sir. And we sent her off to rehab in Phoenix, and she had a baby, and that's where she put the test positive at childbirth, and they took the baby from her.
Understood. I guess my last question is, I feel like you virtually answered this question. You've given us the backstory as to why you stayed in Kingman, but why exactly did you never try to get a hold of your parole officer for the next 95 days?
Because he told me I have a warrant for my arrest. I dreamed the afternoon that I talked to him. And I, you know, like I said, I had my daughter. I was dealing with, and I'm guilty of that, sir.
Well, thank you, sir.
If I can get reinstated, I would, you know, I mean, I'll go wherever I'm supposed to go and do what I need to do in order to take care of my daughter. That's the most important thing to me.
Thank you, sir. What's the federal government employment questions for you? One of the questions from federal board members. Mr. Ellis, we're getting close to the end of your hearing. Is there a final statement you would like to make to the board before we go into discussion? We only ask that you don't repeat anything that you've already told us, but this is your hearing. So is there anything else that you feel is important for us to know or understand before this board deliberates?
No, sir. from this experience did. I'm willing to report whatever I'm supposed to report. And that, you know, had I done that and been aware of that in the first place, none of this would have occurred.
Thank you, Mr. Ellis. The board will be going into discussion now. It may sound like that we're speaking with you directly, but it is the board discussing the case amongst itself. Before we come to our individual votes under the open meeting laws of Arizona. So if you just remain on the phone, we will come back to you shortly with our decision. Thank you, Mr. Ellis.
Thank you, sir.
The board is now in discussion. Fellow board members, I certainly sympathize with Mr. Ellis's struggles when we return to Kingman, especially with the condition of his daughter and the pregnancy, not to mention the tragedy of her drug addiction. And it sounds like that he tried to return to Kingman to deal with a variety of issues. Unfortunately, the conditions of release were that he was released homeless to the Phoenix area, that he was to report to the Black County Regional Office. I recognize that he did make contact once, but the fact remains that after that he absconded for 95 days. And based on his own previous experience in the Department of Corrections, I'm not finding him a suitable candidate for returning to community supervision, but I'm certainly open to the input of my colleagues. Therefore, I'm going to go ahead and make a motion, and that is, based on the information provided to us in warrant number 2018W0768, our discussion with Mr. Ellis, as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections, I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Ellis was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision and had lapsed or was about to lapse in the criminal laser company.
Second.
Agreed.
Seconded by Ms. Rittenhouse, agreed upon by Dr. Wright. Mr. Ellis, your supervision has been revoked and you will be released on or about January 7, 2019. I recognize that sounds like a long time away, but it is just a matter of months. Thank God, not years. We do recognize that you have some issues that you need to deal with in the Kingman area, but when you are released, you will not have a community corrections officer, you will not have a parole officer in Phoenix, you'll be able to return to Kingman and pursue your own interests. We only hope that you return to the community to be productive and responsible. You've had some experience with DOC, and we hope very much not to see you again in this situation or in wearing orange. The hearing is completed. No further discussion will take place, and we appreciate it if you give the phone to your community corrections officer. Thank you. I'm sorry, you're a CO3. Thank you, Mr. Ellis.
Commissioner.